Easter is the story of a king.
But this king did not look or act like any other king. Most kings dress in royal robes, luxurious and rich, intentionally different than the daily dress of their people. This king took off his heavenly robes and dressed himself in our flesh and blood. He put on the simple garments of the poor so that he could feel exactly how they feel. He had no palace, no throne, no wealth or power. But when the humble saw how great and kind he was, they loved him and joyfully praised him and asked him to be their king.
Set the sinner free. the agonizing pain, display God's power and rise to reign. Ride on in majesty, and lead us on to liberty. Ride on and conquer death and sin. Let God's great kingdom now
is a story of sacrifice.
We cannot imagine all that King Jesus did for us. We have never seen the beauty he gave up, the warmth of the light, the perfect joy, the unbroken peace, the rich, all-engulfing love. And we will never experience what he suffered. Stop for a moment and simply look at him. See his body, bloodied and broken. Look into his face, disfigured by pain and cruel abuse. What do you wish to say to your king?
Thank you.
Easter is a story of darkness.
The King of Glory is now the Man of Sorrows. The Son of Righteousness is shrouded in blackness. Our tiny human candle of justice, kindness, and enlightenment has been snuffed out by the raging storm of our bitterness and anger. There he hangs, our self-giving creator, engulfed at noonday in the midnight of our sins. His searing pain, physical, emotional, and spiritual, is the awful fruit of our twisted self-centeredness. For each of us, the truth is this: the death that grips him now is the punishment of our sins.